We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2255. We had learned that Yaakov left exact directions as to how his casket should be carried up to the land of Canaan. And Yaakov told them, honor your brethren, honor one another, Yaakov told his children. And guide your children that they should continue with monotheism. They should be faithful to Hashem. And you, Yosef, I want you to forgive your brothers. And even though what they did to you is terribly wrong, I want you to forgive them. And you shouldn't turn on them once I pass away. Don't let them fall at the hands of the Egyptians. Don't be upset at them. And God takes care of things, and your job is to watch your brethren. So long as you're alive, you have to protect your family. I know that a lot of bad things are about to happen to the Jewish people, Yaakov tells Yosef. And I know that here in Egypt, we're going to suffer a lot. Your children, your grandchildren. Your job, Yosef, is to protect them as long as you can. And your job, all you children, all of the tribes, is to guide your children, to be faithful, to serve Hashem, and then Hashem will save you from your troubles. And you'll see, a Savior will come, and He will take you out and bring you back to the land of your forefathers to inherit it. And He leaves them with that message. He concludes His final will and testament and passes away. Now, the truth is that this idea of Yaakov being aware of the sale of Yosef is really a machlokas. Not all commentaries agree. There are certain senses that the Torah records that Yaakov said where there are two ways you can understand it. And some of our sages understood that Yaakov was referencing the sale of Yosef. And others understood that Yaakov never knew of the sale of Yosef. Some go so far as to say that Yosef was always careful not to be left alone with Yaakov, so that Yaakov would never be able to corner him and say, well, what happened those 17 years? Yosef always ensured there'd be people around. He never gave his father the opportunity to ask. He didn't want his father to know. So, of course, Rashi doesn't go with that pshat. Rashi seems to say Yaakov knew exactly what happened. Yaakov got his Ruach HaKodesh back, and that's how Rashi learns that in Yaakov's blessings to the tribes, he references each one's role in the sale of Yosef. So, Amram, who was Moshe's father, he saw Yaakov. So, he was born before the year of Yaakov's passing, before the year 2255. Amram lived to the age of 137, and it seems clear that Amram passed away before we left Egypt. Remember, Moshe was 80 years old when we left Egypt. And his mother, Yocheved, was no youngster when she bore him. She was over 100 years old. So it's very likely that she didn't make it. That Be'emet, Amram and Yocheved pass away before they leave Egypt. Now, had they stayed alive till the receipt of the Torah, then we'd have to wonder if they wouldn't have to get divorced, because she was his aunt, and the Torah prohibits a man from marrying his aunt. So you'll all say, but they were both gerim, right? And a ger is considered like he's born anew. That's a good question. So we said Yaakov passed away in the year 2255 after 17 years of living in Egypt when Yosef was 56 years old. Levi was 60 years old. And when Yaakov passed away, so his children tore their garments, and they mourned, they put earth on their heads. Even Yosef's wife, Osnas, wore a sack, and all the women of Egypt also mourned Yaakov's passing, and throughout Egypt people wept and mourned for many days. Then Paro ordered that decree be made in Egypt, that whoever doesn't accompany Yosef and his brothers to Canaan in the funeral procession to bury Yaakov will be executed. The bed that Yaakov was carried on was made of pure gold and fine stones. and the bed had a covering that was made of embroidery that was of gold strings, and they had all kinds of beautiful knots on it and beautiful stones on it. And Yosef took his large gold crown and put it on his father's, Yaakov's, head as they were taking the body up to Canaan, and he put a gold scepter in Yaakov's hand. And Yosef goes up towards Canaan. The army sends a large contingency with Yosef. They're headed up to Canaan and they're all dressed for war. So you have this huge Egyptian party, the Egyptians themselves, the army, and they're all going up with their king Yosef to bury Yaakov in Canaan. As they're going, people are weeping and eulogizing, and Yosef was walking right by the bed with his family. They were walking barefoot and weeping. And Yosef's servants all around were all coming with their weapons. As they proceed, Yosef had 50 servants whose job it was to spread out the spray perfume. Remember, it's interesting. I don't know if you guys ever had this experience, but I had it just a few weeks ago. Where if you sit by a corpse, so a few things happen. Flies start coming very fast. We had a person pass away in Kochav Yaakov on Tisha B'Av afternoon. So the man passed away 2 hours before Ma'ariv. And 2.5 hours later, I was on my way home from Ma'ariv. On my way to Mincha, I saw the ambulances there. On my way back from Ma'ariv, I already got word that the man passed away. So he was a very old man, in his 90s or something. So I went in to sit with his son. And you figure the body had just turned cold, right? I mean, 2.5 hours is all the time that had passed from the man's passing to the time I came to the room. And the room was already filled with flies. He already had flies and vermin creeping and trying to get at the body. It blew me away. And now the body started to smell. So even though the body was on the floor, and so that should have kept it cold, so it shocked me how quickly our body decomposes, you know. A minute here, next it's gone. Boom. So Yosef has 50 servants whose job it is to spray different perfumes along the way. And they're walking. This is a procession. It took a few days to reach Canaan. When the Canaanite kings, the 31 kings, heard that Yaakov was being brought to burial, so they came with their men to eulogize and weep over Yaakov's passing, and they all put their crowns on Yaakov's bed. Esav heard what's happening. His brother Yaakov died, and he's being brought to be buried in Israel, in the family cave. And there's only one slot left in the family cave. So Esav takes his men, and he takes a large army with him, and we'll pick up here. Next time.